What's happening?
That was the intro to the show.
Why did you sing it like that?
To get you in the mood. It's been a while.
Hello,
everyone.
Hi. Welcome to Straight Outta Nashville Season 2, honey. Season 2 is here.
Guess who's back? Back again.
I know we lied to you and said that season 2 would be back in the fall, but we have been very, very, very busy.
Filthy liars, scoundrels, in fact. No, we actually really do value your time, believe it or not. So we were like, we can't come back until we've got a season to give you.
Yeah, we finally got that. So.
Yeah, so here we are. I'm Gabby.
Hi, I'm Zach. It's Straight Out of Nashville because, girl, I am not straight.
Mm-mm, and I am not from Nashville.
Really?
But we are your hosts here to entertain and spill the tea on Music City.
I'm sweating so much that I feel like you literally just spilled tea on me. Like, I'm hot and boiling.
It's just been a while since you've been in my presence is what it is.
Unfortunately, I know. I'm really sad about it.
Did we give our names?
No, I don't even know who you are.
We're Zabby.
We're Zabby. It's our celebrity couple name.
Yeah.
We literally have gotten so many messages on social media like, when is Straight Outta Nashville coming back? I'm like, girl, we trying real hard. So yeah, here we are.
I know. And it's like the year anniversary of when we kicked off the show.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy
Gabs.
Anniversary, boo.
Where's my present?
You're looking at it.
Yay. Lucky me. Okay, so
yes, lucky you. Yes.
I just want to know, like, it's a new decade. It's 2020. We haven't done a podcast in a while. Mm-hmm. Any new developments in your personal life? And what is, like, 2020?
Oh, you're going straight like to the juice.
I'm coming straight for the juice. And I'm going straight for the jugular.
Here's a good story, actually. So we were both working on New Year's Eve because we're both radio DJs.
Yeah, so I'm the executive producer and co-host of a Top 40 morning show in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And Gabby,
I am on the classic rock station in Nashville, 105.9 The Rock. I do evenings.
Such a rock gal.
Mm-hmm. I'm a rock chick.
Wait,
babe.
Question about the rock thing. I know that like the demographic of people that listen to rock is predominantly older men. So do you ever get like really creepy messages on social media?
Yes, 100%.
What is the creepiest one you got?
Well, there's been a few gentlemen that would like to take me out. Oh. It's usually about the voice. My voice is so sexy, blah, blah, blah.
Give me your sexiest voice, like sex phone operator.
Give me a sentence to say.
Hello, I want to ride you, daddy.
Oh god, I'm gonna go into mature granny.
Okay.
Hello, I want to ride you, daddy. Was that good?
That was impeccable.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, you turned on a gay man.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you.
Goals. Actually, I will say this. I moved to Nashville to be on an alt station.
Yeah.
So
RIP.
RIP went away. Not my fault. FYI, not my fault. But then they moved me onto the classic rock station. And I had that kind of classic rock Scott. You immediately think of senior people listening, right?
Yeah.
But actually, you know, all the greats are in the classic rock umbrella, such as the Beatles, such as Led Zeppelin. You're looking at me blankly.
No, I'm looking at you blankly because I'm just saying that I feel like your job would be really hard because they can't release new music. They're all dead.
No, Ozzy Osbourne's just released a new single.
I know, but everybody else that you mentioned is dead.
The Who have got a new album out. They're just in their 70s releasing new music. So it's a little harder to get them in the studio because they're so established. But I will say this, because we live in Music City and it's a town absolutely jam-packed full of people that are either musicians or work in the music industry. So there's a lot of passion.
Yeah.
So it's one of the biggest stations in Nashville because people like listening to the golden oldies.
They do.
Yes. I'm just trying to stay relevant, folks. That's
I know. So wait, go back. It's a new decade. What is your goal for 2020?
Well, it's funny you should say this because I was DJing on New Year's Eve, but I was finished by 11:30.
Oh.
I know. So I was like, what the hell am I going to do for the start of the decade?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on my Jack Jones. So shout out to my good friend, Charlie Pierce, who's the manager of Yola, who we're going to get on the podcast.
I love Yola.
Mm-hmm. She is an awesome.
She's nominated for like 5 Grammys.
Four Grammys.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. I know. She's incredible. So she was performing at the Ryman, and Charlie said, "Hey, look, if you can get over to us, I'll come and get you backstage." And
I'm there, honey.
That's right. Yeah, come and hang out. So I had to pack up my equipment. I literally ran to the Ryman. I was like, "Is this even going to happen? Am I going to be able to get hold of her?" People using their cell phones for like the Happy New Year thing. So anyway, so I got backstage. It's the 5 minute till the countdown, and some of my best friends in Nashville were stood beside me, Charlie being one of them, Lauren being another, and Michelle, another friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let's set our intentions for the year. This is like 5 to midnight on the side of the stage at the Ryman, the holy grail of music venues.
Yeah, in Nashville.
We were in a church. So I'm like, if we're going to start the year setting our intentions, this has got to be a good omen.
Yeah.
Right?
So what was your intention that you set on the side of the stage?
To basically continue with our kick-ass podcast.
Yeah.
I've started writing a book. So
about what?
We'll save that for another
That's
episode.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. So to complete my book, to meet my baby daddy.
I love talking about relationships with Gabby and Gabby's loins. The loins are back for season 2. See,
give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Don't foolish me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff, mama.
Yes. And I can't remember what else. Anyway, we all went around and like took our turns. It was basically, for me, career focused, just like, you know, wanting to move forward and all that stuff. Then literally, as they're about to start doing the countdown, Charlie's like, "You're coming with me." Pulls me on stage
at the
with
Ryman?
My other girlfriends. So literally the start of 2020 for me, I was in the middle of the stage at the Ryman.
I think your New Year's Eve beats everybody. Like, so, everybody on the planet.
I felt like I'd been anointed. I was like, I've been baptized. Like, this is going to be a freaking awesome year.
Yeah, that was like the best way to kick it off.
Right?
Damn.
Am I right? Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, you need to meet her. So how was yours anyway? What's going on with you?
That was really a great story. Mine is really boring because...
You're never boring. That's not a word that I associate with you, Zach Woodward.
Thank you. So one of my goals that is going to happen in 2020 is that my boyfriend and I are going to buy a house.
Yeah.
That is happening. And so we have
need a whole lot of moolah for that to happen.
A whole lot of moolah, and I don't make any. So
we work in radio.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
let's
my
not sugarcoat
side hustle
it.
Is I work for an event company that I will like bartend or work the concession stand. So I was bartending downtown at Bicentennial Mall with Keith Urban and Jason Isbell, and the Struts were performing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did all of that. So I was bartending from 4 p.m. till 4 a.m. All of these people were drinking so much fucking Jack and Coke. I was sore. I'm still sore.
That is a marathon in itself. You must have died afterwards.
It was exhausting. My watch literally told me that I walked 6.7 miles inside that bar.
Oh my God.
In 12 hours.
Can I ask how much money you made? Was it worth it?
It was worth it. My boyfriend and I bartended next to each other, and combined, we went home with like $1,600. I know. Girl, I told you we buying a house.
In one night.
I know. It was really, really wild. So it was worth it, but it was exhausting. So that's how I rung in the new year. But we rung it in on a positive note because we were together. Oh my God, you should have seen it.
You rung it in on the new year, not just because you were together, but like because you were like setting your intentions for the year, money is coming in.
And we were doing it. And so we were in the same bar and they started the countdown like 3, 2, 1, and David, my boyfriend, and I like literally ran from opposite sides of the bar, met in the middle, kissed, and was like, "I love you, we're buying a house, honey," and then like ran back and continued serving.
Oh, that's so romantic.
It was really sweet, actually.
We should talk about who we've got coming up on the show.
I'm really excited for this guest. I've met him a couple times in person.
Of course you have.
Never actually like sat down and had a conversation with him though.
Okay.
So You guys probably know him from the Bachelorette franchise or from his Instagram and all of his workout videos. Mm-hmm. Sean Booth is coming on the show.
Yes. We'll be talking to Sean in a bit. Yeah. I just thought, you know what? It's a new year. A lot of people like us want to ditch the holiday pounds that they've gained from like
Please.
4 weeks of like party, you know, Thanksgiving.
I'm wearing pajamas today because I've gained so much weight. I can't even fit my
from
fucking
like
pants.
Thanksgiving right through to like New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's all about indulgence, isn't it? And then it's like so much harder to lose the weight that you can so quickly gain in that time.
100%.
And I was just like, we need to find somebody who's gonna like motivate us to like get back into those skinny jeans.
New year, new decade,
minus the muffin top,
new host. That means we are gonna have Sean Booth come on and like tell us some little tips and tricks on how to get in the gym and not overwork ourselves and get worn the fuck out. Because that's my biggest problem with working out is like, I go hard as hell for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'm like completely burnt out and over it.
Yeah. And when you work in our job and it's about going on adrenaline and entertaining as well, then suddenly the thought of like putting yourself through a workout is like, not today, Satan. Not today.
How about I walk to the fridge instead? That sounds way better.
How about I call Domino's Pizza.
Oh, Domino's. Okay. Now you can't get away from the shot. Okay. You can't do it.
Okay. Let's do this. Here's two.
Let's make it cheers. Yeah.
Let's cheers to Katie, the newest member of Straight Out of Nashville, who's currently filming us.
Yeah. So we have a new intern. Her name is Katie Reed. She's part of the family now.
She's
so
waving everyone. You'll hear from her as the shows go on.
Oh, she's coming on. She's funny as hell.
Yeah. So we're really psyched to have Katie with us because she's going to help us build designated social media pages for Straight Out of Nashville because we found that like, it's what we need to put all the content on there because some of the stuff, you obviously you can't see it, but you can hear it. And like, you're missing out on really funny things that we just were like, you know what? We need people to see what we get up to.
Yeah. So if you want to follow our Instagram, it's at Straight Out of Nashville Pod, like Straight Out of Nashville Podcast. So it's at Straight Out of Nashville Pod. You can follow us on Instagram, see all of our little shenanigans there. We'll have Instagram stories, Instagram feed, all of these different things that we'll be posting.
That's right. And we have a Facebook group as well.
Yeah.
Which is called Straight Out of Nashville Group.
We had to ask Katie.
It took us ages to come up with that.
Yeah, so if you want to be part of our Facebook group, I like the group chat because you can like actually become part of a community and other people that listen to the podcast and the show.
Yeah.
Like you can conversate with the other people that are listening and literally become a community and we will be part of the conversation too, which is really cool.
We want ideas for content. We want ideas for guests. We want this to be a team effort. Get in touch, guys. And on that note,
the shot.
Literally, Sean Booth is about to walk into the studio any minute now, and we're starting with a shot of vodka. Yep.
Cheers to 2020, Gabs.
This is not how we should be starting the show.
Pinky up, keep it classy, folks.
He's going to make sure that I really drink this as well.
I see it still.
I drank half of it.
I still see it shaking in the bottom of your cup.
I drank half. Look, smell my breath.
You have another half.
Smell my damn breath.
You have another half.
Yes, I will do the other half. Smell
Three,
my breath.
Two. I'm not smelling your breath.
If there was an open flame around my mouth right now, then, you know, we'd all go up.
Okay, finish the other half.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, you have to.
Listen.
This is part of our brand. This is our show. This is a work requirement.
I'm sure there's rules about bullying into boozing. If not, I'm going to start on the bullying into boozing.
Nope, no such thing. So sorry, honey.
Oh, Saved by the Bell, Sean Booth's just arrived.
Oh, no, you have the other half of your shot. I'm not letting him in.
I might share it with Sean. Okay, we'll be back.
No, we're not going anywhere. Finish your fucking shot.
No, I have to get Sean.
Gabby, drink it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving my chair.
We don't need headphones here. This is just in the raw, in the real. Yeah.
Sean Booth likes it raw.
Raw dogging it.
Sean, you kind of saved me, actually, because it's mandatory that we start our podcast Straight Out of Nashville with a shot of vodka.
Right.
But I am doing Dry January.
I am as well. So that means we got one person here to take
you,
the
Sean,
shots for both
I
of us.
I don't believe Gabby.
Why don't you believe it? I'm not a big drinker anyway, as you know. I'm the voice of honesty.
See,
we'll do shots of beet juice, and then you take three shots.
There we go.
I've already taken five.
All right, so then you're going to get up to eight.
Of beet juice?
Of vodka today.
Oh.
What type of vodka?
It's Tito's. It's the good.
Yeah. Oh, vodka.
Wait, so I actually got a shot of beet juice because I like.
I told you
of,
to.
She, number one, she told me to, and I've been making a lot of it at home, like fresh with beet juice, lemon, and ginger, and it's like really, really helped. I use it as a pre-workout now.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing. So I feel like we should start your segment.
With a shot of beet.
Dry January with a shot of beet
I like that. Because like you're saying, you don't even need coffee. You just have some beet juice. You get this natural energy. Yeah. It's a good feeling. It's good for your body. It's good for your blood pressure. It's it's awesome.
That's right. All right. On that note then, cheers.
Yeah, we're cheersing to the beats.
Fuck yeah.
Nickelodeon, the beats. DJ. Does anybody remember that?
When you say cheers to the beats, I think of...
You think of Nickelodeon, the beats?
No, I don't know what that is.
Doug Funny? You guys haven't seen
that. I know Doug Funny.
I'm from the UK.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell. I know. I
thought you're from Alabama.
I get that a lot. Okay.
Wait, yeah. You didn't chug it.
We're shooting this thing.
We're shooting beats. Well, it's a bit of a goblet. I don't think I can get this down in one.
That was good.
Gabby.
Round them up.
I feel certain you've had more in your mouth at one time.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the show, Sean.
I like it.
Yeah, so
okay,
we have the legendary Sean Booth in here.
Legendary, yeah. Damn.
Like every single day I drive home, so I live downtown.
Yeah.
And I pass Booth Camp every single day.
And you never stop in for a workout.
Okay, so do you want to know the honest truth on why?
Yeah. Don't tell me you're intimidated, because I know you're not.
I'm not intimidated.
Yeah.
It's because I looked up the price, and to have you work me out is very expensive.
No, well, that's a one-time thing. That's for, like, out-of-towners. We have memberships where I coach a ton of the classes.
I know. So.
Not
really
only
poor.
That. Can I just say, I worked out with Sean this morning.
You did?
Yeah, yes, she was there at 5:30.
You worked at boot camp at 5:30?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
No. Gabby, what did I tell you? Gabby's a liar.
Yeah,
look,
there
what
you go.
I subscribed to this morning.
Oh, she has the app.
I have the app.
So I like
which
that.
Is like $12.99 a month or something. Because I'm going to see if you cut the mustard, Sean.
Hey, I like that. There's
do,
options.
Like, so on the app.
I do.
You have to pay more. For
you
it?
Do. Yeah, it's like for every $10, I take off another article of clothing.
Oh, that's you need to upsell that shit. That is cheap.
Yeah.
I'm like $100 and you naked.
Yeah,
okay,
that's it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm reining this back. It's too early. It's way too early. So
I like how she says this is early.
I know.
In right? the show.
In the show.
To get.
Okay, because
you know.
We were just talking about being morning people, because you're a morning guy.
Yeah, I get up at 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah, I'm at 4.
Ooh, I'm at a solid 9.
Gabby.
What time do you go to bed?
9.
Midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. I am a cow if I don't have 8 hours sleep.
Okay. All right, yeah, so get your 8 hours.
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay,
right.
So we kind of wanted to start off like the season 2 of the podcast with like, I know everybody is trying to work out and eat better. And do all, I just burped while I was talking. That's this, so cute.
It's the Tito's.
Yeah. This must be your busiest time of year is basically what Zach's getting at. It's like the time of year when people are like, I've indulged from Thanksgiving to like New Year's Eve. It's been all about drinking, eating. And now, you know, I've got a muffin top and I want to lose it.
Yeah, it's definitely busy. It's definitely one of the busiest times of the years for sure. It's interesting to me because a lot of people just completely take off December, right? And then they get out of a rut. And
what about
and then,
like October, November, and December?
Yeah. There's also people that do that as well.
I'm not calling myself out. I'm just saying people do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And you're one of them.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's exciting because everybody's kind of starting like on the same page and a lot of people are super pumped up. I just wish that they would keep that energy and keep that motivation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do.
Because you do this full time. How do you keep the energy and motivation going? Because like for me, every January I go fucking hard for 3 weeks.
Right.
Then I'm like,
then you get sick of
I'm
it.
I'm tired. I'm burned out. I've done the same workout for like I'm done eating fucking cauliflower rice.
Yeah. I think a lot of people set really high expectations or goals and they get disappointed if they don't hit that within a few weeks or the first month, and so then they're like whatever, screw this, or they start eating poor again, or they're not putting in the work outside of the gym as well. There's a lot of people who are like they'll start working out, they'll get a membership, they'll pay good money to go work out, get a trainer, but that's only 1 hour of the day. Then you got 23 other hours where they're still going out, they're still enjoying the weekends, they're still eating like crap 95% of the time. They're like, how come this isn't working?
Well, actually I was listening to Amy Schumer's podcast, and it was the last episode of her most recent season, and she had a trainer on that got her into shape for the film Trainwreck.
Yeah.
And he said, look, there's like 168 hours in the week. So you might go to the gym for four of them. But actually what's crucial is the other 164 hours or whatever. And it's all about like movement and being like active. And for me, it's like a time thing as well. It's like I walked to work today and it only took me 15 minutes. But sometimes I do drive. Most of the time I do drive.
Yep.
So it's like a mindset thing as well. I think it's like just not always doing what's easiest.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's definitely a mental game. That's half the battle, more than half the battle. And also it's like, I always tell everybody, I'm like, take it, like back it up. It's like, all right, it's 2020 this year. I'm going to do this year. And it's like, no, what are you doing today? What are you doing this week? What are you doing this month? Set like smaller goals, whether it's going to be
realistic.
Like, yeah, like, all right, first week of January, I'm going to go to the gym three times this week. Awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. That felt good. Next week, I'm going to step it up. I'm going to go four times. I'm going to change this with my diet. All right. So you start hitting these little goals. You start getting these tallies. You start getting these small wins and they all add up if you keep going at it at that same rate.
The hardest thing for me is like I change my workout routine and my food at the same time.
Yeah, and it's just overload.
I'm like, holy crap. 6 days this week, I'm going to eat no carbs and I feel great at the end of the week. But then come Sunday, I'm like, girl, it is time to feast.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. It's cheat day, bitch. I will cheat.
Yeah.
I'm going to have pizza with queso on and not even feel bad. Watch.
Yeah. And then you wake up the next morning like, oh, well, I ate that pizza with queso last night. I'm going to eat Fruit Loops this morning, you know.
My
John Booth is talking dirty to me. Fruit Loops for breakfast.
My downfall is always sugar. It's those cravings, and it's like, you know, sometimes fruit just doesn't cut it.
Yeah,
yeah.
How do I get rid of that, Sean?
It's like, well, then don't get rid of it completely, but make smaller changes where you don't have to cut something out completely. Like, there's so many diets out there and these fad diets and everybody wants to try keto and fasting.
What do you think of intermittent fasting versus keto, almost 30, like all of these
Atkins.
Other diets, Atkins diet, like all of these things that people are seeing on social media.
Drink your own piss.
Drink your own piss. That's a good one.
Like all of these things that people are seeing all over the place because they're doing so much advertising. And they're like,
so much
work.
Yeah,
so
it's
what do you think about all of the different things
when it comes to nutrition and diet? For me, I'm always an advocate of do what works for you, because everybody's body is completely different, everybody's lifestyle is different. I personally don't like keto because I like carbs, so I eat a shit ton of carbs.
You do?
Yeah. And then I don't like
Where
fasting
does it go?
Because I like eating throughout
what
the day.
What kind of carbs you eat though? That's the trick.
Yeah,
you have to eat the good carbs. You can't eat fucking french fries for breakfast, lunch,
but
and dinner.
Also, because of your profession, you're incredibly active, right? So you're going to burn off a lot more than the average person.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So my metabolism has always been fast, and I keep it fast, and I'm moving all day long. Once I get up at 4 a.m., I'm moving all day until it's like time to lay down at 9 or 10 o'clock. And that's how I've always been. I've always been active. I eat the good carbs. I eat oats. Like, that's a good carb for me. Yeah. I'll have oats with peanut butter. I love fats, avocados. I go through a jar of peanut butter, almond butter a week. Like, it just gives me energy. I know what I need for my body to keep it fueled, to keep going. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'll have cheat meals all the time. It's just making sure you don't overdo it and do what's right for your body and how you're feeling. So if you want to try the keto diet, if it's working, good, then keep it going. But I don't think keto or fasting, and some people could probably do this for the rest of their lives if they want to, but I don't think it's a long-term solution.
I did do keto for 5 weeks.
And you probably loved it at first, right?
I loved it at first. Yeah. I did get the keto flu. I looked fucking great on the beach, but after 5 weeks, to me, it was something that wasn't sustainable for life.
Yeah.
Like it, and then I went to the beach afterward, and I had like one french fry, and because my body didn't know how to metabolize that sort of fat anymore,
Yeah,
I felt disgusting and bloated, and like I literally wanted to die. I was like, this is awful.
Yeah, that's what I'm always
sustainable.
Is it true then that it is 75% diet, 25% working out?
I would say it's around there for sure, because like we were saying earlier, you go to the gym, it could be an hour a day, and then you got 23 hours. It's like if you're working your ass off as hard as you can for an hour, and then you're going home and just eating all the crap. It's not going to do anything.
Like getting a double McDonald's or something on the drive-thru on the way back from the gym.
My mouth just started salivating when you said that.
Yeah. Okay, well, so there's so many there's so many quick fixes, and that's just like what we as a human, I guess, in 2020 are used to. Like, you need that instant gratification with social media, with everything, and people want to do what's the fastest and the easiest, quick fix.
I have a quick question about social media because you said that. Is because from like The Bachelorette and like all of these different things, you quickly gained an insane social media following.
Right.
Like, it was almost overnight, it felt
for sure. Yeah.
And so what is the hardest part?
Did you have your gym before? Sorry, I'm just curious. Did you have your gym before then? I know you were a personal trainer
before.
No, I
didn't. Nope, I opened the gym a couple years after. Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
So when all of that happened, as a person, because I've known you for a little while.
Yeah, a few years.
And you've always been the coolest dude. So how did that affect you as a human, knowing that you went from a trainer and loving fitness, and now all of a sudden there's hundreds of thousands of people looking at you every single day? You can't even walk down the street.
It was I can
without people recognizing you.
It was a definitely it was a weird, crazy thing to just try and navigate.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for always staying grounded, because I never really thought, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is cool. But it's at the end of the day, it was just a reality show where... Mm-hmm.
I respect you for that, because I've seen probably an episode before. I know the premise of it, and I understand how big it is, because it's a 3-hour preview or whatever on ABC tonight for the new season. But I really respect that you took this platform and then you
put your
passion behind it and use the opportunity
and did something good,
because not just with that particular show, but with reality shows in general, you get people that just want to be famous,
right?
And then they're desperately trying to do anything to try and stay in the limelight afterwards.
And there's so many people that I've met that I've seen that just will do anything, just hang on to that, because I do think it's a high for a lot of people, all that attention, and it becomes this drug where people just want more and more and more of it. I think I was super naive when I went on that show. I was very naive to everything, to how it worked, to the aftermath of it. I never thought it would be
Did you want to be famous? Is that why you went on it?
I went on it for the opportunity. When I went on, I never thought I was going to be quote unquote famous.
Apply, or did somebody else apply? I want to know how you found out about the show.
Yeah, I was downtown at Honky Tonk Central with two of my buddies. We went out drinking. It was a Tuesday or Wednesday night. And we stopped at the Honky Tonk because that's my favorite. That's my favorite. That's the first bar I went to in Nashville when I moved here 6 years ago.
Where
and that used to be the spot.
From? Yeah. Where did you move here?
Connecticut.
From? Okay.
I'm wondering where your northern accent came from. When you were talking earlier, I was what is this in his mouth?
Yeah, nobody can ever really figure out where I'm from. They can't tell. Some people think I have a little southern draw. People think I have a northern accent. So I was at the Honky Tonk. One of my buddies that I was with, he was on the previous season for an episode or two. And they were doing casting of The Bachelor at the Honky Tonk.
Okay.
So we were in there and we're like, this is a cool spot. Wait, there's a bunch of single girls here.
They do open castings.
100%. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So I didn't do that though. So I was there, and then the producers were there, and they'd asked me if I wanted to sit down and interview with them. And I'd said, I don't think it's a good idea. First of all, it was midnight at Honky Tonk Central. So I'm drunk. No. And I didn't I don't know if I'd want to do that. And then, she had reached out 8 months later. I was driving home from work and then got a call from LA saying, hey, this is so-and-so from The Bachelorette coming to town next week. We'd love to sit down with you and meet with you at this hotel. So I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. And it just I never thought it would just amount to what it did.
You won it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I was naive. I didn't think even just being on the show, because when you're on the show, you're so secluded and you don't have any of the outside world. And while this is all going on, it's you can't talk to family, friends, no internet, no TV, all that. Wow. And the producers are just hey, just warning you, life's going to be different once you get off the show. I'm like, no, it's not going to be that different. It's not going to be that.
How could you make out on camera? Because that makes me cringe. I'm like, when I moved to Nashville, it was to be for a radio station, which was an alternative station, and Wells Adams did the morning show and I did drive.
Yeah.
And like my first day of like arriving to work, Wells was like, okay, I've told one other person, I'm telling you, because yeah. I'm going to be away for a while. And he told me he was like,
yeah,
going to be doing like the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how can you like snog people on camera in front of people? I just yeah. like, yeah. See, I can't even say it without blushing.
I think just like with everything else that happened, it just happened so quick. And I was just, it was just like, it just was one thing after the other, just thrown like, okay, all right, we're doing this. I guess we're doing this. All right. Like, here's the first impression, Rose. All right. I think we're making out now. All right. We're making out. Yeah. We're by the fireplace. There's cameras. It's like, all right, we're in love. Like, it's just like,
also, oh my
like,
God. You'd be so liquored up while you're there. Like, everything is free and you're in like these exotic locations. Whenever I see the show, most of the time they're like, oh, I can't believe they did this. I'm like, girl, they woke up with mimosas. They're in fucking Portugal. Yeah. Like, I would be wild on camera too. You don't want to yeah. see the things I would do in my booty shorts in Portugal. Like, ciao, bye.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely, you're definitely feeling it's pretty wild. Good for most of it. And they have your favorite drink, like, everywhere you go. So, yeah. like, I like beer and I still like beer. And wow. I was drinking whatever they had for beer and Michelob Ultra, I think.
I love
it. I'm sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Well, whatever beer it was, I was like anywhere you go. If I was going to go sit down at that side of the building, or if I was going to go sit down over there by the fireplace, or there's like, there was your favorite beer, your favorite drink's going to be right there for
ooh,
you.
Well, child, I need to go on this
show. You see, again, I would be rubbish because my favorite drink is like an oat milk latte.
Yeah.
So water. It would be like, whoa, yeah. party Gabby.
Yeah. I remember the first night because there's like a million cameras on you, and the first night is just chaos because there's, you know, 25 people in there, 25 guys. So you got we had two bachelorettes, and there's cameramen everywhere. And I remember I was like just about to finish my first drink, and like, and then I turn, and then there's like a producer sitting there with another one. Like, here you go.
That is my kind of service.
Yeah, that's yeah. extreme.
It's very, very good yeah. service. Yeah.
Because I've always been like so kind of creeped out whenever I see like the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, like the main person on the show, making out with every single fucking person on the show. Mm-hmm. Were you ever worried that you needed like a tetanus shot or something?
It's like,
well, everybody gets,
you have to get tested
yeah, that's
before you
Wells
go on the show.
Me.
Do an STD test.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Wells of course. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. You are clean.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to pass yeah, all yeah, these yeah. things to
health and safety.
Yeah, it's like you have you meet with a psychiatrist, and then you meet with a doctor, and they draw all your blood. They make you pee in a bottle, obviously. You got to do all that testing and background
did
before
you
you're allowed.
Being in the army.
Just like a little bit.
Oh, man, I can't remember. But yeah, like the whole thing is, it's like, but when you're in that situation, you're just like, you think about it, but it's also like you're doing it. Doing like it, yeah. You're like, you see her making out with somebody.
Did you get jealous when you saw that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because I'm a human and I was falling in love with her. So it started getting tricky towards the end, like towards the very end. Yeah, you begin to have these strong feelings. So, of course, like anybody.
Do you think you possibly developed the feelings for the show, like to win the show? Like,
I wouldn't say to win the show, but you said in an interview that it was like a total of 10 hours that you were like spent time with each other, and then it was like, here's my proposal.
Yeah
it was something like if you added up all the time that you had spent one-on-one together, I guess not including like the fantasy suite night because you get the night together, but on camera, I mean, because when you're with that person, it's only for the first like half of the season, you're only able to probably have like a half hour, 20 minutes at most before somebody else takes her. Yeah. When you start getting deeper in the show, you get longer time, but I would say somewhere around that 20 hour range, maybe, where it's like total of like, if you added up every minute that you spent together.
I would say, but I think it makes a difference because not only just one-on-one, but like the way that you see them interact with other people could make you more fond of them. So it's like not just one-on-one, it could be like the way that they handle the situation, the way that they handle other people, like when you're watching from afar, like I understand like 20 hours doesn't seem like a lot, but the fact that you're there for so long and seeing them interact a certain way.
And it's your life. Like that's all you have. That's all you have to lean on. And also it's 20 hours of very, very intense conversations and where you're like, okay, we can't just sit here and talk about eating Fruit Loops in the morning because it's like, we need to like figure this out, and she's going to be sending somebody home and she's there to find a husband. So it's like, oh God, you're talking
thinking about it.
Like very intense stuff where
Did
I had
you go
more
into
conversations.
The show ready for marriage?
I don't know if you're ever ready for marriage, right?
Same.
When I went on the show, I said, I told my family and my friends, I said, yeah, there's no way I'm going to propose. Like, there's no way, like, you know, I don't think that that could happen. Like, I'll be there for a few weeks. Maybe I'll have a connection with her. I'll meet some great friends. It'll be a cool adventure. I think that's why it's like so different now, because you had the whole social media thing where people are just like, I'm going on to get fucking.
Tommy T on Instagram.
Exactly. But yeah, but I would say that those, the hours and the time you spend together are very, very like serious. Obviously, there's joking around, all that goofiness, of course, because you wouldn't want to marry or date each other if there wasn't. But it's a lot of serious conversation.
Well, then you like basically made out with all of your friends that you made on the show.
Yeah, basically.
So why didn't you just do that?
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
You should have just.
We were doing that behind the scenes. Yeah, yeah.
No, I feel like we talked a lot about the show, and like you've moved on from the show and that relationship, and like all of these things, and now you have a business and a brand, and like a really, really cool thing going for you.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to know, like, for 2020 and people wanting to work out and get fit and all of these things, what are three actionable tips that you think are achievable and realistic that somebody could take right now today?
Yeah, I would say first is just to move. No matter what it is, move, whether you're setting your goal for yourself, like on your watch, your Fitbit, or your Apple Watch, whatever, to try and reach a certain amount of steps. I think a lot of people are just getting too lazy and too caught up on the internet, on their phones. They're not even looking up half the time.
Netflix is there and you can watch
Netflix.
You nonstop.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen the second season yet. But
you have to start it. It's so good.
Yeah. And I would say do something you enjoy doing, right? Because everybody might not like going to the gym and throwing around weights. Maybe you enjoy going boxing or kickboxing. Maybe you enjoy cycling. Like, try
Zumba.
A bunch of different things. Zumba. That,
how about liposuction? Yeah,
that would not be one of my top three.
Is burpees still your favorite?
That's like, one of my favorite. Yeah, I think when I answered that, they said if you had one move that you could do for the rest of your, if you could only do one exercise, like a body weight move for the rest of your life, what would it be? And I'd said burpees. Because
I think it's like a full
it's
body.
It's a full body, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any moves that you absolutely despise and you do them because you know the benefits of doing them, but you're like, oh, how are you doing this one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I mean, I like that stuff. I'm sick like that.
Really? I
love
lunges.
Working out.
This is why
lunges make me want to cry.
Yeah. Be like, Sean, I really want to get skinny.
I think you would enjoy it.
Don't like running. And
yeah.
Like, okay,
so
run
then,
3 miles.
Yeah. Then,
like,
then you wouldn't have to run. You know, it's like, do what you want.
Well, tell us a bit about the classes at your gym then.
Yeah. So we have 7 days a week. And I would say, and like, I'm super proud of the community, first off, that we've built has been insane. Like, the they buy into everything. They want to be there. They enjoy it. Everybody supports one another. I'm so proud of my staff. Like, we just have like the best people ever. So like,
and is
that's
it
huge.
Different levels of fitness? Like, is it
yeah,
just
it's all
the
different
super
levels.
Bit?
No. We have... anywhere from, you know, we have this woman who actually kills it. I don't know how old she is, but she's, I believe, in her 60s, wow. Anna. And she's
goals.
There every morning at 5:30. And she's like, people are trying to keep up with her.
I'm trying to rethink my entire life right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had Taco Bell at 5:30.
Yeah. So we have people who have never lifted a weight before. And then we train professional athletes. Like, we had Gronk in there last week, and he's coming this week.
That's
like,
sick.
Yeah. So we do, you know, a lot of athletes, but for most people, it's whatever fitness level that they have. And it's all, you know, if they can't do the regular moves, we have modifications for everything. We have at least two coaches in the class, which is huge. So we're watching everybody. We take form very seriously. We take programming very seriously. So 90% of our members, they come 6 days a week, I would say.
Wow.
6-7 days. So that our schedule is designed so you can come every day. So Mondays and Wednesdays are lower body, but Mondays is like quad focus, and then Wednesdays is more hamstring focused, and a lot of booty. We have booty day on Wednesdays.
I saw that you
it's the best. It's the best
week,
booty day.
A 6 week booty course or something.
We did. That's we just did that. We sold it out in like 30 minutes or something.
Women
like
only.
Yeah, though. Women only booty class. But you should come
what
to
about
the booty
man.
Yeah, you can come to the booty class.
I would love. You want to know my trick with with my booty, I can make my butt cheeks clap.
Oh.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Are we going to see this?
I have a video.
No.
You going to post it on Instagram?
I should. I would yeah, go viral.
There you go.
But wait, okay. So you said you do strip teases on the app. Do you also do it in person?
Strip teases on the app.
Yes, I do them
in person. For $10.
Yeah, I charge more.
You're obviously not body shy. You have to, I guess, be like shedspiration. For people, is that why you're
shedspiration?
Kind of,
yeah. I like that shedspiration.
Yeah, you can take, yeah, you can take that. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
yeah, I feel like just some people might be like, oh, he's got a shirt off, or he's doing a workout like with his shirt off. That's a douchebag. It's like, well, actually, no, I'm just kind of proud of the way I look. I work hard for my body, and mm-hmm. it's like, one of my favorite things at the gym is seeing somebody who might be shy the first like few weeks they're there for a few months, and then in the middle of the workout, like a guy will take his shirt off,
and
I'm
cry.
Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, hell yeah, and they're like, same thing with girls, they'll just wear a sports bra. And it's not like in a douchey way where it's like, oh yeah, there's a bunch of people in there with their shirts off and just wearing a sports bra. I was like, no, they feel comfortable with who they are. Yeah, we do.
Okay, I was just making sure that they weren't hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're probably hot too. I turn the heat up. But I love that. I'm like, hell yeah. Like,
good for you.
Good for you. If you're feeling it, like, we're not going to sit there and be like, no, you can't work out with your shirt off.
Out.
But it's not like, and it's not like that at all, where it's just like, douchebag dudes with their shirts off or girls just wanting to show their body. It's just like, mm-hmm. you're working out, you're hard, you're sweating, and you're not ashamed to take your shirt off.
I like, think that's okay. the coolest part though. Is yeah. like, not even like, aside from the douchebagginess and being ashamed or whatever, it's like
yeah.
the confidence level.
Yeah, it's a confidence. Exactly. So I love that. Cool. I love that. And that's just, you know, it obviously goes outside of the gym too, where you're confident.
Like,
and
they like feel so comfortable in that community. And mm-hmm. like they made a family, they made friends. It's like literally a community, and it's a confidence level. It's like something that so many more people need in 2020 with the world mm-hmm. being so.
Oh, absolutely. Hard. Yeah. And when I first moved to Nashville, I didn't know anybody. So I moved here by myself. So I love when new people come from out of town. Cause yeah. it's like, it's a spot where you can come to meet people. It's a spot where you can come to be comfortable
yeah.
and get a hell of a workout.
So what brought you to Nashville?
I came here with two of my buddies. We were just kind of bored. I was living up in Connecticut at that time, and we just wanted to take a trip. So we came down here and partied our asses off for about 3 days.
As you do. Yeah.
Drank 3 days straight and had a ton of fun and got back on the plane. I was like, I'm going to move down there. I just wanted a change in my life.
How long after your trip till you moved?
It was within that year.
That's wild.
Yeah. I quit my job, found another one down here.
What was your job?
I was doing, insurance at the time. So I did I've always done like personal training stuff on the side, but my full-time gig was, a consultant for an insurance company.
So he's smart. He's hot. What don't you
do? I need to bring this guy around more often.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to quit my job and be your hype man.
We can do that. Yeah. 100%. As long as you walk around with your beach shoes.
He's the worst wingman ever.
No, Gabby is the worst subject for me to be a wingman for.
Yeah, maybe it's, yeah. Could be your problem.
Oh my God, two against one. Well, I was going to big up your app, which I downloaded. Yeah. I want my $12.99 back, please.
You know what? Since I'm going to be the wingman for both of you, why don't you guys just go on a date?
Oh, there we go.
Sad.
Gabby is blushing.
Do a little two-on-one here.
You don't need to answer that. You don't need to answer
that. A little two-on-one. I'm taking 20% commission.
Jokes aside, bringing it back to your app, which I downloaded this morning, because I was like, I'm a method journalist. I've got to...
There you go. You got to do your research.
Yeah. And I was like, actually, this is really cool, because it's like shifting your mindset to where it's like, oh, I haven't got an hour free, so therefore I'm not going to work out because I've got to go to work. Whereas I was like, all right, well, I've not really got loads of time, but I'm going to give it a go.
Right.
So I like threw on my t-shirt and my shorts, and I was like, okay, let's see. And I did like half an hour.
There you go.
I was like sweating afterwards, and I was like, damn, this is like handy to like have with you. Like if you're...
Did you put on deodorant afterward?
No.
I was just asking for a friend.
I've showered since, okay, obviously. Jeez.
So I designed that app with that in mind, where it's you can do every single workout at home. So you don't really, you don't need to go to a gym if people are intimidated to go to the gym, or if you don't have a ton of weights, you can get by with some dumbbells, yoga mat if you want, some other small pieces of equipment that you can just hop on Amazon and get shipped to your door in an hour, because that's the world we live in, right? It's crazy.
I know, I love 2020.
That's nuts. So you can like, you can do that workout anywhere. And it's just like showing you that all you really need is your body. And again, it's just moving, getting up and moving and like doing something.
And I like the fact that you're kind of in control because there's like rounds. Like, because I was like, well, I don't have a whole bunch of time. So like I skipped like a round. So I did like three rounds rather than four. Just because
exactly.
I was like.
You can skip through. It's got the timer on there. It's got instructional videos where I do the voiceovers and tell you exactly what to do. So pretty comprehensive.
Okay. So before we let you go, I just want to know. From your app, what are like three moves that somebody could do at home that would be super easy, require no weights, just like complete body weight, really easy moves at home?
Yeah, I think there's a ton of variations you can do with the plank, right? You can hold a plank, work on that core. Plank, you can hold on your hands, on your forearms. You can add plank jacks where you're kicking your feet out by your side. You can rock back and forth. You can come up to your side. So I think plank's probably the best one where you can do all different types of variations there.
Okay.
You can also do lunges where body weight only again, where you can do forward, reverse, or iron legs where it's a couple lunges with a squat as well, where that can be turned up a notch and while jumping and doing it at the same time.
Or and if you don't have weights at home, you can use a can of beans.
Yeah, there you go. Grab a can of beans.
That's it.
That works. And you know,
or
I like
your dog, whichever you want to
so
do.
So resourceful, Zach.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, you can use your dog. Your dog's 11 months?
11 months, he weighs 75 pounds.
Oh, yeah,
he's going to
be a squat.
Yeah, he's going to be a big boy.
Zach has two dogs, really. Don't forget Penelope.
I have an 11-month-old golden retriever that's 75 pounds, and I have a 9-year-old teacup Yorkie that's 3.5 pounds.
Oh, geez.
I feel like I would probably lift weights with the 3.5-pound dog. That's more my style.
Yeah, you might want to go with that. But it's 2020. It's a new year. So you're going to work with the 75 pounds.
New year, same me.
And that's also another tip for people is like start lifting heavier and don't be afraid, especially females, like lift heavier.
Yeah, but my fear is that I'm going to end up with arms like Madonna.
Not going to happen. Yeah, not going to like Madonna. Where's Madonna? What are her arms like?
All veiny.
But look at his veins. Don't you want to lick them? I'm just saying.
I don't want them for my own arms. That's the thing. I'm like, I want to still look feminine.
Look feminine. Yeah. You don't have the testosterone to grow a ton of muscle, correct?
I could probably grow a beard if I left it.
Yeah. serious work with serious weight for a long time. I mean, I think.
And a radical diet.
Yeah. And I guess a radical diet. Yeah. A balanced diet would be better.
I think I have quite a balanced diet.
Yeah. But lift heavier weights to everybody with proper form.
Okay,
and
we're going to try.
Mobility.
So what does this year look like for you? Or what does this decade look like? What intentions have you set? I feel like it's a clean slate for
people now. It is. It's a whole new decade, child.
Yeah.
Yeah, a new decade.
So what's coming up for you?
I'm just keeping busy with the gym, the app, all that stuff, kind of taking it day by day.
What about your meal plans? Don't you have meal plans? The Sean Booth meals?
I got meal plans too.
Yeah, it's sold out.
Yeah.
Meal plans? Who cooks them?
It's like a plan for it shows you exactly what to cook, how much, based on like your.
Well, he sold out because I looked and I was like, oh, and then,
Meal prep every single week. So I cook breakfast, lunch, and then a snack, and I cook dinner. Fresh
every night. It tells you exactly like based on your body type, based on your height, your weight, and what your goals are, like the exact amounts. But yeah, I mean, I'm not one to set like concrete, like in 5 years, I want to be here, right?
Like, get another dog.
That's something I always go back and forth on. I don't think my dog would enjoy it.
Okay.
He's very, very selfish. He's very spoiled. And at this age in his life, I don't know if I should throw in another dog.
Especially a puppy. With a 11-year-old dog. He'd be like, dude, the fuck? Take him away.
Yeah. And he's got a torn ACL right now. So I might have to get him surgery. My goal is just like be happy. That's what I always say. It's like, where do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to do this year? I'm like, I just want to be happy. So doing what I love and just trying to, do the important things in life and not take anything too seriously and get off social media a little bit more.
Digital detox, I'm all about it.
Yeah, I think it's just like, man, I try and not scroll. I try and not go to the search page.
You should scroll, especially through my feed. I look.
If you got that, if you got that ass clapping on there,
I have the ass clapping. I could send it to you in a DM.
Yeah, there we go. We were just talking about that.
Me and Zach have a feature in the show. Well, we're bringing it back for season two. Yeah. Right. It's called That's My Jam, and it's our favorite songs of the week. So
nice.
To complete your segment, and thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom and being very open and fun on the
Thanks
podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's your current jam for, and let's keep it like fitness themed, like
best workout jam that gets you jacked and ready.
What's your like pump,
oh man, I see, like, right, that's a, I'm a part-time personal trainer and part-time DJ, so every day we have to put together playlists at our, like, as the coaches we run the music, right? And so you have the same people there almost every day, so you got to put together all types of songs. So I guess you guys want a workout song. I'm saying like Maggie Rogers.
I love Maggie Rogers.
That whole, if you look at my top like 20 songs of 2019, it was like 18 of them were Maggie Rogers.
Maggie Rogers Falling and Water. Ingrid Andress right now are my top two.
Yeah, looking through my playlist, I mean, I like I Don't Fuck With You by Big Sean.
Oh, that
one will get you going.
I have one for you to add to your list. That's my jam for this week.
Tell us, Zach.
It's called Dance Monkey by the Tones.
Yeah, I got that.
I love that song. It makes me so excited.
I have a good remix of that, actually. Yeah.
I got that one. Man, I have so many songs here that I've been listening to.
My chair just went down to the ground.
You know who else I've been playing a lot too, and it's country, I guess, is and I don't think she gets enough credit because she kills all of her songs, is Claire Dunn.
Okay. You know,
like,
the song
Cowboy
more?
Side of You, Move On.
More and Tuxedo are my favorite by Claire Dime.
How come we don't hear more of her?
I don't know. And there's this, we've had her on season one of the podcast, but she released a new song. Do you know Mickey Guyton?
Yes.
She has a new song called Sister that I freaking cry to every single time I hear. I'm like,
really?
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah. 151 Rum is a really good one. That one gets you pumped up. Yeah. I've been listening to a ton of Drake lately, too.
Gabby, do you have
a jam? We asked for one, Sean, I think.
Yeah, I'm like going through.
We've got the whole damn playlist.
St. John's awesome now.
Oh, he's still going.
Yeah.
You got 50s and 100s, French Montana. I got,
woo, that beat juice will get you.
I should start a radio station.
You know what? You should. You should come on each of our shows.
Yeah, each of them. Every single one of them. I'll interview you guys.
And we'll come and lead a class at your
Yeah,
gym.
Exactly. There you go. You can come coach.
You guys think that this is a joke, but I'm not joking.
Yeah.
You lead one of the episodes of the podcast where you interview us, because I feel like we got to know you really, really well.
Yeah.
And you don't really know us that well.
Yeah. And what about the listeners? Do they know you that well? Has anybody ever interviewed you guys?
No. No one's ever interviewed
us. About your personal life?
No.
Nothing?
Well, I feel like you should ask us all of the deep questions. Like peanut butter on the nipples, like all.
I like
forward,
that. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite thing is because as people, obviously my situation, I put my personal life out there and I went on a show that was all about relationships and engage and then broke up, and then people will ask me about it in public, and then I always just like turn it on them. Like,
I feel like you have to at that point.
Yeah, because it'll like happened like last week too, where I just like I kept getting asked questions about my ex, and then I was like, well, let's talk about your ex-boyfriend. What's your ex-boyfriend doing? What happened with your breakup? And they started like, they're just so like rattled, they didn't know what to do. I'm like, and they're like, oh yeah, like I get it.
I literally felt so, this is going to be like TMI, but when I like saw it all on social and on fucking People magazine, like, I've known both of you for such a long time that I like felt really bad for you, not because of the situation, but because of the way it was handled, and your ex was way more outspoken about it. And like, you have always been really, really kind and like kind of quieter
classy.
And more shy and classy. Yeah. And so I'm like, I felt really bad that it was told from one side of the story. You know what I mean? Because like a breakup takes two to tangle.
Yeah. No, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, that was definitely one of the hardest parts, was just trying to
navigate.
Yeah, navigate, and just because I didn't want to say too much or want to be respectful as possible.
Yeah.
And then, but then it's like so many people had these opinions, and a lot of it was just wrong and not true. It's just like, you know, that's something where you just kind of have to stay strong and, you know, take your hits and keep on moving and bite your lip. and as much as you can.
Yeah. I'm reading Demi Moore's autobiography. It's called Inside Out at the moment. It's so good, by the way. And she talks about all the shit that gets written about her. And it's like from her perspective, hit, because you never really hear the, like, she doesn't hold back. And it just, it did make me think about how much manipulation goes on with the journalists that just want clickbait, because we're online. Everything's,
they get paid for their views. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
So we already said goodbye, but I have one more question.
All right.
Well, you keep saying goodbye and we're going
to wrap it. I just love you so much. I just want you to hang out all the time. What is the craziest tabloid story that you've read about yourself, whether it be online or in a magazine or on social media, or like, what is the craziest thing somebody has said about you?
Oh, man. Give me a second here.
Hold it.
Yeah. Give me a second to think about this one.
Should we talk amongst ourselves?
Yeah, talk amongst
Zach, how's your morning?
Gabby, the craziest tabloid that I've ever read is none, because I've never been in any.
I actually have one. Go on, you go.
So the devil of my ex proposed to me in a Kelly Clarkson music video. And I grew up an actor, so I thought that it was like part of the role. So I said yes, even though I didn't personally and emotionally want to say yes. I thought it was part of the music video. And then so afterward, he was like, oh, we're engaged. And he recorded it and posted it on YouTube and sent it to all of these things. I'm like, gay couple gets engaged in Kelly Clarkson music video. So I had like all of these like tabloids, like international tabloids writing about our engagement that I was like, this is not real. This didn't happen. I swear to God, I don't love you. Like, no. So I moved out the next day. I was like, this is not happening.
Yeah, there you go. That's one way to squash it.
It was was the wildest thing of my entire life. I was like, no.
Yeah, that's mental. Well, I had Kate Moss, the supermodel, out for my blood for a while, because she was dating a rock star who's a friend of mine. And I used to be a dancer in Ibiza, this island in Spain.
Nice.
Yeah. And he was coming over to play, and I ended up moving into the villa with him. So I was spotted out with him quite a lot. And she'd just been caught doing cocaine in a music studio in New York with him. So it was like the press were following him everywhere, following her everywhere. Anyway, so like I moved into the villa with him, purely platonic, but the press like saw us hanging out a lot together and were like taking pictures. So I was his mystery blonde.
Oh,
Gabby,
nice.
Who was it?
Are you an English rock star?
Who?
He's called Pete Doherty.
Don't know who that is.
Huh. Yeah, exactly. I knew you wouldn't. Yeah.
I just had to
It's
know.
A band called The Libertines and then Baby Shark. Okay. Yeah, very British, like, yeah, but there was a whole thing. And then, like, my family were warned that there was going to be press camped outside the door because it was like, who's the girl that, like, Pete's wandered away, you know?
Spotted
him either with, and it's like...
They're brutal. I've had a bunch that are, like, just completely false and completely wrong.
What's the craziest?
I just think of one that comes to mind that was, like, the one I was like really mad at was, it was like when the show was airing, so nobody had known who won the show yet.
Yeah.
And so I was down at the Broadway and coming out of the honky tonks, and I mean, that's when it was crazy, and there's just a bunch of people waiting outside the door and a bunch of drunk people, and this girl had jumped up on me, like jumped up, and in this photo I'm like sitting there like obviously drunk, and like this girl's hanging on me. And then
do you still get that? Girls literally throwing themselves at you?
I don't know.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
And shit's, people had snapped photos, and then she had sent them into some tabloid and was saying that Sean asked, he said he wanted to take a photo with me. And like, so they showed other photos too, just people taking pictures of me. And I was literally up against a trash can and texting Caitlin at the time. And then this one girl, I'm walking away, and this girl grabs my arm, and they're like, oh yeah, Sean's holding hands, like he was with these girls all night. And then they posted on the tabloids, and obviously I'm like, I'm engaged. And so I'm like, that's trying so to like to tell Caitlin, like, listen, like, trust me, like, this didn't happen, like, just a shit storm where they posted all this stuff. And then the girl, come to find out, this girl was on her Facebook page, like telling all her friends to reshare the story, and she wanted to get out, and she was like trying
so
to make
she
it.
Wanted
she was trying to make it, and like as a musician and all this bullshit. But
was her music any good?
No, I mean, no. I didn't even listen to it. It was nobody.
Do you still go to Broadway? Because the whole Broadway thing's come up a few times. Like, is it still somewhere you
Broadway,
like to
hang out? Yeah, I used to love there. There was another tabloid I had getting kicked out of. I was with Caitlin at the time. Got kicked out of, what's that bar that was at the very end of the street? That used to be
Acme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one used to be like the spot.
That yeah,
used to
be it the did. Jam.
Right? It's not anymore.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were sitting up there and I went to the bathroom and three girls asked me to take a photo. So I took a photo and then go back to my buddies and all of a sudden there's three dudes around me getting in my face. It was their boyfriends.
Shut up.
Yeah. And they were trying to like, you know, as if I had done something wrong.
Isn't it hard being the most beautiful person in the world? I'm so glad somebody else can understand that now.
Yeah, you
I've
get
dealt
it.
With this
you
for 27 get it. Yeah. Years of my life, and I'm so glad you could understand yeah. it too.
Trying to keep my cool, and then they keep coming back and like getting in my face, and my buddies are starting to get in their face, and then the bouncers come up to me and Kate, and they're like, "You guys are causing way too much chaos in here. You guys need to leave." So they escort us down the stairs. People are taking videos and pictures, all this stuff, and then sure enough, like 3 days later. It was like Us Weekly or something, and it was like a big spread, and it said Sean Boots embarrassing night out, and I'm like, it is funny looking back at it now, but it was like, and then the way they worded everything, like he was so drunk, he was starting fights, and the bouncers had to drag him down the stairs.
That is so messed up. But
like as if I'm
time,
like they're dragging me by my, you know,
like if I were you, I would be mad and upset, but at the same time, I'd be like. Yo, people are talking about me. My name. The fact that you wait, you only get so many fucking breaths on this planet. And the fact that you wasted 13 of them on me.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess like we don't think about it in the moment. You're just so pissed off because you like, you know, the truth. And most of the tabloids are just bullshit. Anyways.
Yeah. Lazy
but journalist. Like, it's like tough trying to, like you said, like I was just working a regular job and then I got thrown into this overnight where it's like, all right, I'm an insurance consultant. And then 4 months later, I'm on the cover of People magazine. Like,
it's
what?
Wild,
like,
yeah.
How do you even? So that stuff like got to me. Like, it'd be you get so
I mean,
fired
it would be
up.
Hard not to.
Yeah, but now it's just like whatever. Like, I don't even like look at the stuff, especially social media. Well, try not to.
To follow you on social media.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, he won't be looking at it. But...
I will look at it if you follow. No.
Come on, let's do some plugs. How can people find you and all that stuff?
Yeah, Instagram, Sean_Booth18. If you want to check out what we're doing at the gym, it's Booth Camp Gym. Ton of fun stuff on there. Yeah.
And the app is?
Booth Camp app. You can just go to bootcampapp.com. Yeah, mm-hmm. And come work out with us at the gym. We do drop-ins. So if you're in town for the day, want to come get a workout in, come see us.
And Sean bring Booth. Beet juice.
And bring really beet, juice. Beet juice.
Sean, we love you so much for coming on the show. Thank you.
I appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
Bachelorette star, personal trainer, app guru, Sean Booth.
Thirst trap, Sean Booth.
What now?
Thirst trap.
What's that?
You've never heard of thirst trap?
No, it sounds like a genre of music.
No, thirst trap is like when somebody is so incredibly attractive that they're just like a thirst trap.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They're a thirst, like I am also a thirst trap, you know? Like when you're so...
Well, duh.
When you're just so incredibly beautiful, you're a thirst trap. No, I will say though, like...
Okay, but inside out.
Yes.
I mean, out, yes, he's a handsome fella, but a good soul.
Yeah, like before he came on the show, I had known him for a couple of years, kind of like more acquaintances. Like we had never sat down and had a one-on-one conversation. So I was like, hey, how are you? And so like we sat down and spoke to him and he was so kind and genuine and open and just like I felt like a warm heart from him.
A great guest to kick off season two of Straight Out of Bachelorette.
Yeah, girl.
And it was our intention actually because, you know, regular listeners to the show will know from season one, Gift of the Gab is a popular feature.
I love Gift of the Gab.
Now, Gift of the Gab, quick recap, and for new listeners, is where Zach puts my British voice to the test.
Because I feel like everybody in America like believes anything that you say because you have a British accent.
Yes.
So like I always make Gabby call somebody and like make them believe random lies.
Yeah, like I'm the singer Adele or I'm Kate Moss. Or
like the time that you worked for the royal family and had to call and get a private room.
That's right. That's right. Gift of the Gab shall return, but we decided we're going to bring it back on next week's show because, as I said at the start of this podcast, we are very respectful of the time that you give us
to listen. Constraint.
You know, we're all busy people. We've all got shit to do.
Yeah. So if you guys listened and you love the podcast, please go to iTunes and leave us a review, like leave us a 5-star review, write whatever you loved about this week's episode and go to our Instagram page. It's at Straight Outta Nashville Pod and like tag your friends in the latest post. Be like, hey, have you heard this about Sean Booth? Have you heard blah, 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 blah. Like tag as many people as you can.
Yeah. And our Facebook group
back.
As well, Straight Out of Nashville. Like we want to build our community and we'd love your contribution. contributions to the show as well. And yeah, maybe we should get Sean back in sometime. I feel like we
is coming back in, because remember, he's gonna interview us.
Oh.
He is.
Okay. Okay.
So, season 2, episode 1, Straight Out of Nashville. We love you so much for listening. Zach and Gabby, we out.
We'll see you all next Tuesday with another episode.
Say it a little more like gangster.
I'm English.
Come on.
We see you all next Tuesday with another episode, yo.
That was great. Good job. You're hired.